There's been a great deal of talk lately about the burgeoning theater scene in the Cape Fear region, specifically in downtown Wilmington with its exploding music, film, and live theater experiences. But it's interesting to know, looking back 100 years ago at downtown Wilmington, that the tradition of community gathering spaces for entertainment runs deep. There were no less than 10 theaters in downtown Wilmington in the year 1917, representing over 6,000 seats. These venues were grand and iconic, like the Victoria, the Royal, and Thalian Hall. Others were simple structures, like the Black Vaudeville Theaters, the Brooklyn and the Queen, and the storefront theaters, such as the Grand, Joyland, and the Crystal Palace. Then there were very primitive operations, outdoor and tented theaters, like the open-air venue, the Air Dome, which hosted film, accompanied by seven-piece orchestras, as well as the first incarnation of the Bijou, a tent on a dirt lot on North Front Street. The Bijou tent had a wooden facade on Front Street to make it look like a structure. Once you walked through the front doors, however, you were inside a vast canvas tent. It later was developed into an ornate two-level theater holding 800 patrons. The tiles from the original entry are all that remains on North Front Street in the now Bijou Park. For 100 years ago, film was big. Vaudeville and national touring acts were alive and well, in addition to popular music, sing-alongs, and classical programs. Our active railroad helped usher touring acts and the latest films in and out of town. The cultural life in our city was the pastime of the day and big business for our economy. As the mid-century approached with the dawn of television and suburban sprawl and the loss of the Atlantic Coastline Railroad in our city and other major cultural and economic changes, these venues shuttered one by one and met wrecking balls. There are at least 20 documented venues that were once located in downtown Wilmington during the first half of the 20th century. Some with long-forgotten but playful names like the Theatorium, the Majestic, and the Wonderland. And simply one remains from that small army of cultural spaces, blossomed in her full glory, our national treasure, Thalian Hall. One other simply lingers as a shadow of her former self, the facade of the 1940 Bailey Movie House on South Front Street. But today, and looking forward, we see our community embrace the national touring attractions once again, embrace the wealth of classical programming and live theater, and film is king once again. And as our downtown cultural life blossoms in the dawn of the 21st century, we look forward to the promise ahead.